Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One of the biggest qualities of a good heart is an honest heart. I'm quoting Scripture. Matthew talks about the four types of ground, and the sower sowed the word, and the Bible said the good ground was that which in a good and an honest heart received the word. One of the biggest qualities of a good heart, a good man, good person, good woman, is honest. Honest. And an honest man or woman, when they see and hear truth, even if it goes crosswise with everything they've believed and heard, if they see it and it's true, they will admit it. An honest man or woman will admit it. You got eyewitnesses that were there. You know they're not lying. You got people, their lives are changed. Their bodies are changed. Their families are changed. Their marriages are changed. They're different people. You're looking at it. You're seeing it. You're hearing it. If you're honest, you go, there's got to be something to this. There's got to be something to this. But if you're dishonest, you don't care. If you're dishonest, nobody can give you enough proof. It wouldn't make any difference how many witnesses testified or how much proof there was. You're not going to believe, not because it's not real. It's because you don't want to believe, because you are rebellious and you want to do your own thing and don't want to have to submit to anybody. And if there's a God, then you really should believe in Him and submit to Him and change your life. And you don't want that to be true, and you're not willing to do that. And so you will make up stuff and call it science. You'll make up stuff and call it proof. And you will have God all around you and act like He's not here and you can't see it. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. You know what they're saying? Yeah. Show us something. Jesus said, I told you. And you've seen all kind of stuff. But you don't believe. Even though you don't believe me, and you don't like me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in Him. Somebody say, I believe.
I believe.
Are you a believer or are you a unpersuadable?
Believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Yes. I'm a believer. Go to John 15:23. John 15:23. Notice this. Jesus said, He that hates me hates my Father also. Did they hate Him? And yet they claim they love God, didn't they? I mean, the doctors of the law, that's their life, is God's law. That's their life. They claim to be so holy and close to God and more righteous than the common people and to know God. Most people couldn't even read. So they handle the law for them and explain it to them. And yet they saw Jesus and they heard Jesus and they hated Him. And in hating Him, who did they hate? Because all Jesus was saying was what He heard the Father say. And all He was doing was what He saw the Father do. He is the express image of the Father. He is the will of God manifest in the earth.
Yes.
Isn't He?
Yes.
He that hates me hates my Father also. Keep going. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Why? Because when they despised those healings, isn't it true? People got healed and the only thing they did was fume and go, you can't do this on the Sabbath day. Oh, that's dishonesty. I said, that's dishonesty. How many understand if you got an honest bone about you? You're standing there. You know the man was blind. Now you know he can see. If you got an honest bone about you, what are you going to do? You're at least going to say, wow. Right? You're at least going to say, wow. That's amazing. Right? And you're going to at least concede, could it be God? Because what man could do that? Right? At least. But no, when you just shut down and close down and judge, well, it's not that you don't have proof. It's that you don't want to believe. You don't want to believe. You choose not to believe. And no, at that point, no amount of testimony could convince you. No amount of proof could convince you. Wouldn't make any difference. What kind of miracles? Is it true that people were with Jesus and saw some of the most astounding miracles that ever happened on planet Earth?
Yes.
And some of them walked away and didn't believe.
Right.
It's true. So when people say, if I could see a miracle, I'd believe. That's not true. You could still choose to not believe. Seeing miracles doesn't give you faith. Faith comes by hearing. And no matter what you see, faith is a choice. You have to choose to. It'll always be a choice. I know my dad, my grandmother and my great-grandmother were healed years ago in Brother William Branham's meetings. Way back. And my dad was a young boy in one of these meetings. And he said he was in the healing line. Now, my grandmother had cancer and was given up to die, and she was healed. And while she was there and the man of God was ministering to her, her mother, my great-grandmother, was in the crowd in the back. And the man of God, through the word of knowledge, said, not only are you here, but your mother is here. Well, she's way back in the back somewhere, and said, she's ill also. Dear, stand up. And she stood up and she was healed the same time my grandmother was healed. Oh, glory to God. And my dad, he was sickly as a boy. And so he was there in the healing line. And he said there was a lady beside him that had a huge garter on the side of her neck. Prominent. I mean, you couldn't miss it. And he said, when she was ministered to, he said he was standing there, right beside her, looking up. And he said, that thing went down like you stuck a pin in a balloon. It just went down. Just went down. And her neck is just as smooth and normal. No, you can't see anything. And he said, as he left the building, he heard some men standing outside the door, and one of them said, you buy that? Another guy said, nah. He said, they had that fixed up some way. They had that fixed up. Now, there are charlatans around. There are people that are liars and tricksters. But that doesn't do away with the real. And the truth is, though, you could see the real 3 inches from your nose, and that won't necessarily make a believer out of you. You still have to choose whether you're going to believe or not.
Yes.
You know, when Jesus came walking on the water and the disciples saw him, are they seeing a miracle?
Yes.
They're seeing a sign and a wonder. It didn't say they were full of faith. It said they were full of fear.
Yeah.
Seeing miracles doesn't fill you full of faith. They can inspire you if you're willing to believe. But faith comes by hearing. Go to Luke 10. Luke 10:8, Jesus said, into whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God's come near to you. Why? Because those healings are testifying.
Yes.
And the people healed are testifying.
Amen.
And if these people were healed, couldn't they say, hey, I was there, man.
Yes.
I know what was wrong with me.
Amen.
And I know how it was changed. And I'm healed. I'm telling you, he healed me.
Praise God.
And there's power in that. Keep reading. Verse 10. Into whatever city you enter, and they don't receive you, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city, we wipe off our shoes.
Amen.
Against you. Now, how many times you see that being practiced? Somebody comes, they preach to people, they don't receive it, they don't accept it. They go, fine, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. But be sure of this. The kingdom of God has come near to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be responsible for what you've seen and heard.
Yeah.
Keep reading. I say to you, it'll be more tolerable in that day for Sodom, which was a rough city,
yeah,
so bad that it got destroyed. But it'll be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto you, Chorazin. Woe unto you, Bethsaida. Now, Bethsaida, in that region, blind people had been healed. The feeding of the multitude occurred in that area. They had seen some things. They had heard some things. And he said, woe to you. Why? Because if the mighty works that have been done in Tyre and Sidon had been done in you, they would have repented a long time ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Is it true that some of the things that God does, people receive it and repent? Other groups see and hear the same thing and won't budge. Don't mean a thing to them. But then are they responsible for what they've seen and heard? When people say, no, I don't believe, it's dishonesty. Because they'll go out and try to say, there's no proof of God. Yes, you know there is. You know what happened. You heard it, you saw it, but you didn't accept it. And you discounted it. And you tried to say, no, that was luck, that was chance, we don't know what that was. Yeah, you do. If you'll be honest in your heart, you know what it was.
Right.
It was God visiting you.
Yeah.
It was Him showing you something. He said that if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which is done in you, they would a great while ago repented. Verse 14, it'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. Go with me to John 9 in closing, I think. Is this important to get this, though?
Yes.
You know, when I first started in the ministry, I was convinced that the biggest problem was ignorance. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I was convinced that's the biggest problem. People are just in dark. They're just in ignorance and they don't know. And when they know, then everything will be all right. But after a few years in the ministry, I realized that's not so. That's not so. And if you read the rest of that verse, it didn't just say, you know, destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. The rest of the verse went on to say, you have rejected knowledge. You have rejected knowledge. So many people have heard. They have seen. But they refuse to believe it. God is right in front of them. All around them. But they didn't want that to be God. Because if, come on, think about it now. If it's God, if He's real, if Jesus is real, what's it time to do? It's time to humble yourself and repent and get on His plan. And quit your rebellious ways.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.